Humboldt County's main airport is expanding service beginning this week, and an aviation industry consultant says the facility is increasingly becoming a significant part of the economy. The progress of the California Redwood Coast Humboldt County Airport was described at the March 10th Board of Supervisors meeting by Jack Penning of the Velair Aviation Consulting Firm. Penning described the airport news as very, very positive and said, "The narrative is completely changed, I feel, about the airport system, and the improvements over the last decade have been noticeable." And improvement is seen now as new airline service has started. Penning detailed the new flights to Las Vegas, Burbank, and soon Seattle.
Tomorrow will be our first flight on Breeze Airways, a new airline to the community that will be nonstop to Las Vegas, leaving just before 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. The day after that, we will have our new service to Burbank departing, also on Breeze Airways. That's operated 3 times per week, Vegas 2 times per week. And then on April 8th, we have daily service to Seattle and the return of Alaska Airlines for the first time in more than 15 years to ACV. That project started 9 years ago. That recruitment for this specific service. We won a small community grant from the federal government almost 4 years ago, and we were finally able to convert that to everyday service linking us around the world on the Alaska network.
Penning described starting 3 new services in the space of a month as, quote, unheard of for an airport of our size. The new flights add to the airport's current services to San Francisco, Los Angeles, and Denver. Penning said the new services will add 12 departures a week to the airport, bringing its departures up to 54 per week, with flight connections to the entire world. With a 38% increase in passenger seats, Penning said the airport's growth is record-breaking.
We're setting new records. The most recent vetted data that we have is for year-ended third quarter of last year, and we had 273,000 passengers use our airport. We average essentially almost 400 people a day get on planes at our airport, 400 a day. That number will go up to nearly 600 a day with our new service. That's incredible with the airport of our size. We're up 80%. From 2019, the baseline before the pandemic, 80% growth. That's huge. That does not happen. We're one of the fastest growing small community airports in the country.
Penning also highlighted the airport's economic contribution of 121 jobs with a $7 million annual payroll. He said the facility transported 135,000 visitors to Humboldt County in 2024, representing $51 million in visitor spending and supporting 585 visitor-related jobs. Penning concluded by saying use of the airport supports our opportunities moving forward with the carriers that we have and with potentially new carriers. The upbeat news was noted during a public comment period by Greg Foster of the Redwood Region Economic Development Commission, who was part of the team rallying for airline services for many years.
Over 20 years of work in air service development is paying off, and I want to thank the county for being a partner with REDEC up until 2022 on that project. And we got a lot of support, a good collaboration. We want to give a shout out to the Convention and Visitors Bureau, as it was known at the time, the Humboldt Lodging Alliance, and a lot of private entities that donated time and money, hundreds of thousands of dollars, if not more, to the work that we were trying to do in terms of getting new airlines in here and new destinations, Southern California and Denver. And I want to note that the last couple recruitments were Los Angeles, where we put up $505,000 in subsidy promises, but only had to pay $37,000 of that. And imagine the surprise of the Headwaters Fund and some of the others when I called them and said, "You're getting most of your money back because this has been so successful."
Supervisor Natalie Arroyo encouraged residents to talk about the benefits of flying out of our airport, and that on-time performance has improved and the cost is, quote, pretty competitive now. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.